We allow poverty to fester so that entire neighborhoods offer no prospect for gainful employment. We refuse to fund drug treatment and mental health programs. We flood communities with so many guns that it is easier for a teenager to buy a Glock than get his hands on a computer or even a book. And then we tell the police, we tell them to keep those neighborhoods in check at all costs and do so without causing any political blowback or inconvenience. And then we feign surprise when periodically the tensions boil over.